We're here at Fringe Central. Tables are out. There are purple things being given out, and there are people in white coats. I'm joined by...
Alison Wells.
And you are...
I'm a clinical psychologist with NHS Lothian.
Now, having come to the Fringe for the last 20 years, mental health has been mentioned, but never as much, thankfully, as now in the last couple of years. So what's happened to get this really on the radar at the world's biggest arts festival?
I think Fringe Central came into being, I think, about 8 years ago, and they seem to regularly speak with participants who come along here and ask what they want at the festival. And I think a lot of people have said that they wanted something to do with mental health. So last year they contacted NHS Lothian and asked if we could do something to support mental health and well-being of people that are involved in the festival. And of course we said yes. And that's where this event comes from.
I think two things are going on. One is we're seeing more and more shows exploring mental health. And people coming to tell their stories and explore their community and issues. But the other one is that, you know, this is a great pressure coming up here. And people often go back, we say, losing their shirt in a lot of debt and the stress. So I guess there are two things that need support here. One is the impact of your own work on you and other people. And the other one is your journey through the Fringe.
Yeah. I think what we're doing here, the aim isn't to offer therapy as such, because that wouldn't be appropriate, but it's to... what we're doing is introducing techniques that people can use in the here and now, so whilst they're up here doing the Fringe. But we also know that the techniques that we're delivering, we also use within our practice with people with significant, severe and enduring mental health problems. So the techniques that we're delivering or giving people experience of can be used in a variety of different situations, so they can be used just to get people through the day. I think we've had people come along that are incredibly nervous, they haven't performed before, or people that are away from home, and the impact of kind of, you know, I actually live in Australia and I'm here with a director and that's about it. So if we can give them some techniques that can just help them get through their time here successfully, then fantastic. But we've also had people that have come along and spoken quite openly about having a long history of mental health problems. So being in this kind of framework is quite familiar to them. And then if there's anything we can do just to sort of just support the techniques that they already know, then so be it. But I think anything to do with increasing the discussions on mental health is obviously really important. We know that half of the population within their lifetime will have some sort of mental health issue that requires some sort of intervention from a GP. But we also know that most of these people just don't come forward and get help. And I think what we're trying to do is demystify the idea that you have to go and necessarily speak to a professional. There's so much stuff out there that we can do in terms of living well, or small techniques that maybe we're already doing that can help us manage our mental health.
And the ones that we see, we're reviewers here at the Fringe, but we talk to a lot of people and offer support for shows that aren't getting reviews and shows that aren't doing sales. And we ran a workshop on that a few days ago. But the amateur words, I mean, amateur in terms of what I believe I'm seeing there would be things like depression, stress, panic and fear. And also things that come from just not eating and sleeping properly.
Yes.
So how does somebody either identify that to their friends or maybe identify it to themselves?
Yeah. I think that's really interesting. We've actually had a few people come along and use the experience who are here for their friends. So they've come along because they've actually noticed that their friends are struggling, and it's not the information. They don't want it for them. They want to help support the people that they're with. I think there's something about being able to, a lot of the techniques, or two of the experiences that we offer are in a mindfulness frame. And I think mindfulness is a term that's bandied around an awful lot without people really understanding what that means. And it really is that ability to just be and to just notice without judgment. So it's that ability for people to be able to stop and go, do you know what? I am tired. I am worried. I am concerned. And to be able to be with that and notice that without it then meaning anything detrimental or negative or longer term. So I think if people are able just to take a breath, and that might happen when they're in Fringe Central, it might happen after they've just done a lot of flyering or something like that, and just able to notice that they are maybe feeling a little bit tired or a little bit concerned, and then knowing, okay, I should listen to this rather than just, right, I've got to carry on.
Now, here we are. I'm looking at tables. There's definitely some drawing and some art going on. There's a drum, tambourine. Someone is on a guitar here too. What are the experiences? Say a little bit more about them.
So the experiences that we have, going from the art guys in front of us, we have two representatives from Art Therapies with NHS Lothian. And so they are basically giving an introduction to people about what art therapy means. So I think some people think that they have to be an artist in order to go to art therapy, but actually saying that art therapy is about any sort of communication that really doesn't involve speaking, or it can also involve speaking. So that's where the music fits in as well, because there's something lovely about actually communicating, relating, without using words. So using music, using drawing, using creativity. And I think for us, when it came to coming along and doing things at the festival, that made complete sense, because we're in a creative environment. So you would have thought that maybe something that was a bit more creative in its positioning would go down well. So it's fantastic that the arts therapist and the music therapist could be here. We've then got two experiences that are using mindfulness. One is looking at mindful eating. So that really is just so it's a way of noticing our senses and being more in tune with our senses, rather than just taking them for granted, ignoring them and carrying on. So with the mindful eating, there's a lovely, which I'd recommend, by the way, to get a wee sweetie, actually going through the process of what we do when we eat and unpacking it. Because generally what we do is say, I'm hungry, or I've got 5 minutes, and then we're shoving a sandwich in our face and carrying on and doing the next thing. So it's just a way of unpacking something that we do routinely and making it useful in terms of then noticing other parts of our life, maybe our stress or distress, so that we can maybe relate to that differently.
And I spoke to a nutritionist who's up here with a show at the Fringe, you know, and they're talking about drinking water. Everyone's just too busy to drink it. And if you're doing the booze at night or in the morning, you know, get up, stretch, and drink some more water again. You know, and people aren't looking after themselves, are they?
It's back to basics, isn't it? It really is. But I think a lot of psychological work, a lot of therapy, is about going back to basics. I think a lot of the techniques that we use are not rocket science. They are very, very basic. But some people just get so tied up in knots of what they should be doing, fear of failure, concern about success, that they forget to tune in with themselves. They see themselves as a vehicle to achieve something without realizing that you also need to check in with and look after that vehicle.
That's all happening here at Fringe Central, and we know that other venues are offering things like massage, and there's some yoga and all of that. We have a little cartoon on Fringe Review that basically shows a packed diary in August and then an empty one in September. Do you have any advice also for people when they just absolutely splat to the ground with the aftermath that's, you know, the come down essentially that a lot of people have?
Yeah, I would imagine that was inevitable. It kind of makes me think about Christmas, where you prepare and prepare and prepare, and you spend, you know, the last end of the year just preparing for Christmas, and then does it ever stand up to how good you think it's going to be? And then that aftermath in between Christmas and New Year, where everyone's kind of twiddling their thumbs and wondering what to do. I think the first thing to do is prepare. So I think it is about knowing that crash is going to happen, and probably it's quite important for that to happen, and then know what they need to do in order to cope with that successfully. And is it about having permission to sleep? Is it about having permission to get back to the gym, to eat properly, to get a hug from someone? I mean, it really is the really basic human needs that need to be met. And sometimes I think it's about people giving themselves permission to do that, not think, I've got this energy from doing the festival and I want to use that now to prepare for next year. Fantastic, great, use that energy, but there has to be some downtime.
And finally, with about 10 days left to go to this Fringe, but also looking ahead to next Fringe, if someone listening to this anywhere in Edinburgh is just thinking, I have a problem, I don't know what it is, what should be their next step?
If anyone is in Edinburgh, or if anybody obviously is here at the moment and doesn't live within Edinburgh, I think it is, if you think you've got a real problem, then go and speak to your GP as soon as you get home. If you've got some time of, you know, that time off afterwards, maybe penciling in that, you know what, I know I need to have this conversation with my doctor, and just giving themselves again permission to go along and do that. Or just Google mental health supports within their area. There's so much good stuff now available online, and so much stuff within charitable agencies, third sector agencies that support everything that we do within the NHS. There's fantastic online resources and specific things which I can give you, which are for performers as well. So I think it's you started off by recognising that this is a difficult environment to be in, that performers are known for having maybe a higher incidence of mental health distress compared to the average population, and I think it's knowing there's nothing wrong with actually reaching out and seeking a bit of help and a bit of support.
There's a couple of web links here that we'll put on Fringe Review, but when they're here, so that's about when they get home. I guess don't hide it from your friends.
No, speak to people, be open and honest about it. I think go along to some of the shows about mental health as well, because they will enable you to be able to talk about what's going on, or at least normalise your experience. I think it is about, again, just trying to be as healthy as possible. If it's one night going to bed a little bit earlier or not drinking, then that's fantastic as well. And obviously we are here as well. We're here. We've got another show next Friday at 11:30 for 2 hours at Fringe Central, so we're happy to speak to people. I think it's nice that we've got one right at the end as well, so if people are in that kind of, you know, just getting there, just doing that last little moment, then, you know, they can always come along and speak to us. But there is something about just noticing and then asking and speaking up and seeking help.
Drums are about to be banged. Thanks so much for talking to us.